How did you come to work for the company?
I was lucky enough to go to Cheltenham College, and they wanted to recruit people to go into the production part of the business, and somebody put my name up for it. And I was interviewed by the then personnel manager, Mark Phillips, a very splendid man, Eton and the Guards was his background. It doesn't get much better than that. And roughly, I spent a day just sort of talking to people, had an excellent lunch in the then New Inn, which was, in those days, very smart, and waiters in black tail coats and all that sort of thing, silver service. And I then, after sort of a few formalities, I was signed on to go and learn how to make things with Bert Ravenhill in the craft school.
So that was all the interview entailed then? It was just a conversation? Do you remember the kinds of things that you talked about?
Not really, I'm afraid. I'm afraid times got that one. I mean, they must have asked about sort of O-levels as they were then and that sort of thing, but I can't remember any of that, I'm afraid. That's lost.
So when you went to Fielding and Platt for that interview, was that the first time that you'd seen the Fielding and Platt works?
No. In fact, I'd been on work experience there beforehand, so I did know what it looked like. And I think I'd either spent 1 week or 2 weeks there, two separate weeks, I think. So I knew my way round. But obviously I didn't know it in any great detail because, you know, you don't learn that much in a week.
Do you remember the kind of things that you did when you went for your work experience there?
Mostly standing around watching. It wasn't that sophisticated in those days. In fact, from my recent experience, it's still a bit that way. But it was really standing and watching and doing a bit of carrying and sort of holding certain implements and whatever. But apart from that, not really very much activity that you would call proper work.
And was that something that you'd volunteered for, or had that been arranged for you through
Chapman? Arranged through school.
And had you wanted an engineering profession?
Yes. I was keen to be an engineer. I even got the appropriate O-levels for it, which wasn't a bad effort.
And what were they?
Well, amongst other things, geometrical and mechanical drawing and additional mathematics and physics, as part from sort of English and that sort of thing. But those were the sort of three extra ones that it was desirable to have. And under that regime, you were excused the first year of the apprenticeship, so a five-year apprenticeship became four, and you went from sort of 17 to 21. Rather than 16 to 21.
Had you done anything else at school that had sort of prepared you for the apprenticeship?
Yes. I used to make things in the workshop. We had a fairly fully equipped workshop, and I made things there, and I also, in fact, made things for Fielding and Platt because they had, well, a contract's probably rather too grand a word for it, but they had an agreement that they would make certain bits and pieces for Fielding and Platt, just to, I think, boost the funds.
That's very interesting. I've not heard of that relationship between the college and Fielding and Platt before, so that's very interesting. Yeah. I did hear that apparently Ralph Tweddle, who worked with the company in the very early days, in the Victorian period, that's the only other association that I knew of between the college and the company. So thank you very much for letting us know about that.
Well, there were one, two, three of us that I remember. Four. There was four. There was a man called Fred Shelley, who was older than us. There was somebody called Ronnie Lane and somebody called Nigel Scott. And we were more or less, the three of us were more or less contemporaries. But Fred Shelley was quite a bit older. He was like 5 years older or something.
So is it you were in the minority then, you would say, coming from Cheltenham College?
Yes.
Do you remember where most of the other lads would have come from? They would have been Gloucester boys, would they?
Gloucester boys, yes.